Our next contestant is on the line. Hi, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, this is Carrie DiNizio in Walpole, Massachusetts.
Hello, Carrie. Welcome to Ask Me Another. I'm told that you are working with your husband through traveling to all 7 continents. How many have you taken off the list?
That's our goal. We're at 4 right now. We still need Australia, Antarctica, and South America.
How are you going to do the Antarctica one? What's your plan for that?
Well, I was actually just reading that there is an Antarctica marathon, so I'm hoping to convince my husband to train for that, and so he can run it, and I just get to go to Antarctica and watch.
Now, if you were to rate your command of the English language out of 10, what would you give yourself?
Well, I used to teach English, so I hope I'm at a 10 or close to it.
All right, that's some confidence. I like that, Carrie. This game is called Reverse the Irreversible. Sounds like a geeky word game, doesn't it? It is indeed. Please explain, puzzle guru Archung.
So, Carrie, some English idioms are called irreversible binomials because they are a pair of words that always appear in a particular order. No one says, this suspect is dangerous and armed, because that would be ridiculous.
So we are going to reverse the irreversible. We're going to give you the second item in a pair, and you complete the pair by giving us the first item. You ready to roll and rock?
I'm ready.
All right. The bees and?
The birds.
Right? Feels good.
Absolutely.
Caboodle and?
Kit.
Yes. Brimstone and?
Fire.
Yes. How often do you use that?
I don't use the phrase a lot, but I like to think I brought a little of that to my classroom when needed.
Nice. Yeah.
Fire and brimstone. That's a very serious class.
My teaching teammates and I like to joke that the first half of the year was Old Testament style, and then we gradually progressed to New Testament, got a little more loving as the year went on.
This one's harder. Parcel and?
Part?
Yes. This is your last question. Kicking and?
Oh my gosh, I'm not sure.
I know, it's a hard one. It's positive, though. That's my hint to you. It's
a positive.
It's positive.
Something alive and kicking?
Yes, exactly. Carrie, for the geeky word game, you gave yourself, 10 out of 10 in the English language, and that was perfect because you got them all correct. So congratulations. And we are going to send you your very own limited edition Ask Me Another Anagram T-shirt.